You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm Dave Williams, and it is the eve of RNIB Scotland's Inclusive Design for Sustainability Conference, inviting the great and the good from across the technology world to Glasgow to explore and to investigate and to collaborate on how we can make a more inclusive world for everyone. And here to share some of his pre-conference thoughts is RNIB's inclusive design lead, Mr. Robin Spinks. Welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, Robin. What are you looking forward to?
Well, we've got a whole range of high-profile speakers from the worlds of technology and sustainability on the programme. I'm first of all looking forward to Axel Leblois. And Axel, for those of you who don't know him, is the president of the Global Initiative for Inclusive Communications Technology, G3ICT. There's a mouthful of a job description. And Axel is also representing the International Association of Accessibility Professionals, or the IAAP. I'm particularly interested in this because the conference brings together inclusive design and accessibility issues, but within the context of sustainability. That's a big shift that we're starting to see happening more broadly across industry, and I think it's going to be a fascinating conversation in that whole sphere.
Just explain that for our listeners. So you obviously work in inclusive design, which is about making products and services easier to use for people with different abilities.
Yeah.
But then there's also this sort of sustainability strand to the conference as well, which when we talk about sustainability, we think about, of course, the environment, we think about climate change and things like that. So just explore that sort of crossover. Why are these two subjects being considered alongside each other? Where are the areas of overlap?
You're absolutely right, Dave. You know, things like climate change and product design and so on, they're all interlinked. And I think what we've started to see is a real increase in the aligning, if you like, of inclusive design. So designing things so that they're fit for purpose, but also designing them so that they can be sustainable into the future. So for companies, how can you continue to make products? How can you continue to deliver services to people in ways that are sustainable? That might involve, for example, making sure that when someone buys a phone or buys a tablet, that there's an incentive for that device to be either cascaded or to be recycled or reused in some way once that device is at the end of its first usable life. So we're thinking about the whole life cycle of products and services. And accessibility and inclusive design are really interesting because the narrative here is that if you want to be sustainable, it's really important that you create products and services that everybody can use. You don't just design stuff that works for people who can see well, people who've got English as a first language. You make stuff that's universally accessible to people, irrespective of their physical or cognitive ability. That's a big challenge. It's easier said than done. But what's super interesting is the kind of merging, if you like, of inclusive design and sustainability at a corporate level, but also in terms of those two domains being interlinked. I think it offers us an opportunity in the accessibility community to raise our game, and also for people to think and to take more seriously the issues of inclusive design, because they're part of the sustainability mission of any organisation.
Now, we talked a little bit about the reach of the conference, and we've got some big names joining us, particularly on Thursday.
We have, that's right. So we've got companies like, we've got Samsung, we've got Google, we've got Sony. We've also got potentially less well-known brand names like Waymap, for example, and Welcome, and WeWalk. So companies that are actually developing, designing and delivering specific solutions for the accessibility market. So, you know, specialist products. We've got those companies coming together with the kind of big hitters from the mainstream tech world. And yeah, I can't wait to listen to the conversations, to take part in the dialogue, and to look at really how those two worlds are coming together in ways that are about collaboration, about sustainability, and about putting the community at the heart of developments going forward.
Now, you're a Scotsman. We're here in Glasgow. Why is it important to have this conference here at the Glasgow Science Centre?
Really, we're continuing the legacy of COP26, so the major global climate change conference that took place last year here. We're building on that legacy and we're making sure that sustainability continues to be a massively important focus for Glasgow and for Scotland and for the world, really. And, you know, we're setting the tone for the whole of the UK and beyond when it comes to thinking about inclusive design issues in a modern and progressive context. So yeah, really excited to be here. I live about an hour away from here, not very far. Glasgow is a fantastic city to come and visit and spend time in. It's not the capital of Scotland, but it's not very far away from it. And it's a wonderful place to spend time. So we're encouraging people to explore Glasgow, to explore Scotland, and just enjoy the conference and have a look at what Scotland's got to offer.
Well, I'm sure we'll be checking in with you, Robin, throughout the conference and, of course, hearing from our other speakers and guests and delegates as they arrive here in the city over the next day or two. So stay tuned to RNIB Connect Radio as we bring you continuing coverage of the 2023 Inclusive Design for Sustainability Conference here in Glasgow. Robin Spinks, Inclusive Design Lead at RNIB. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave. It's been a pleasure.